USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the national debt crisis looms in America, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. government could become unable to pay all of its bills on time as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt limit. Should be noted the House did increase the debt limit last week, which is on its way to the Senate, along with cuts to curb overspending, a leading cause of inflation. President Biden on Monday invited top Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill to meet next week. Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy.
Eliminate the wasteful spending. I told the president we could sit down. No parameters. The only thing I would tell him is no clean debt ceiling is going to pass the House. We can't do that to our children and grandchildren.
Interstate 55 in South Central Illinois was shut down in both directions yesterday after multiple vehicles crashed and piled up, killing many people. It happened during a dust storm that dropped visibility to zero. The Illinois State Police said the initial crash occurred in Montgomery County, about 75 miles north of St. Louis. Oklahoma Sheriff's deputies believe they have found the bodies of two teenage girls who had been missing since Sunday, along with other bodies numbering seven in all. 14-year-old Ivy Webster and 16-year-old Brittany Brewer were last seen before 1:30 a.m. local time Monday in Henrietta, about 90 miles east of Oklahoma City. The alert stated the girls were believed to be traveling with 39-year-old Jesse McFadden. Court records indicate McFadden had a trial date in Muskogee County set for yesterday, involving many alleged sexual offenses. McFadden's body was one of those found. Wildlife and environmental groups sued the Federal Aviation Administration yesterday over SpaceX's launch last month of its giant rocket from Texas. An attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity over what they consider to be the FAA's failure to fully consider the environmental impacts of the Starship program in South Texas. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Gordon Lightfoot, Canada's legendary folk singer, songwriter, known for If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, and songs that told tales of Canadian identity, died yesterday at the age of 84. Natural causes was the official cause of death. Hollywood screenwriters are calling for a strike after negotiations fail.
Writer and producer Zach Stentz, who's been in the Writers Guild of America for 22 years, says writers aren't getting paid fairly in the streaming era.
These are still tremendously profitable businesses, and we want to share in them since we're the original creators of them.
Writers Guild of America announced just before midnight that they failed to reach a deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Many popular television shows and movies, especially late-night talk shows, are likely to be impacted by the strike. The last time WGA members went on strike was in November 2007, and it lasted 100 days. I'm Skip Kelly.
Vice Media is preparing to file for bankruptcy, according to two sources familiar with the matter. Vice was once considered one of the most successful news startups when investors valued it at $5.7 billion in 2017. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.